New data from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment Healthy Kids Survey found that nearly 40% of youth are experiencing depression. That's a 5% increase over last year. Self-reported substance abuse, which includes alcohol, marijuana, and prescription drugs, decreased significantly this year. LGBTQ youth reported significantly higher suicidal thoughts and actions than their heterosexual and cisgender peers. The survey examines the overall health and well-being of the youth and takes data from across the entire state of Colorado. This year, the CDPHE examined more than 100,000 responses to the survey. Some of the data that is used in the survey has to do with issues like substance abuse, access to substances, percentage of kids that felt depressed, and other points. Last year, Children's Hospital Colorado declared a state of emergency for pediatric mental health. While many state and local governments have allocated funds for pandemic mental health, Colorado ranks at the bottom in national surveys of mental health services availability. A new deal struck by the United States and Japan will help Colorado export its beef over to Japan. KGN News' Nathan Merrill has more.
The new deal reduces risk for beef producers by putting new parameters on the tariffs. According to the Colorado Sun, about a quarter of the nation's beef exports go to Japan, which is Colorado's fourth largest trading partner of beef, with an estimated $170 million worth of beef exports last year. The new trade deal limits Japan's ability to increase tariff and helps the U.S. exporters compete with the Australian beef market, who has lower tax rates. Asian countries demand cuts of beef that are hard to sell in the U.S. Colorado cattle producers sell about 95% of the short plate, or belly of the cow, to Asian countries. For KGNU, I'm Nathan Merrill.
Nonprofit organization Tiyuspae Winyinmaka and Lakota elder Christina Ayala will host a reemergence encampment this weekend in Fort Collins. The encampment will both celebrate the Lakota and share the knowledge and wisdom of other indigenous people. The three-day event will include workshops and presentations about indigenous arts, medicine, and agriculture. Some of the guests include international spoken word poet Lila June and documentary filmmaker Quincy Davis, and many more. The camping ground will provide tent space and portlets, but not portable water containers and camping gear. The Tiyuspae Winyinmaka organization will hold the opening ceremony this afternoon at 5 p.m. Boulder County public health officials have confirmed that a bat found in Longmont's Thompson Park last weekend has tested positive for rabies. City and county health officials captured the bat after residents called with concerns about their pet having come into contact with it. Rabies is an infectious disease that affects the nervous system. The BCPH recommends that people take precautions when recreating outdoors by not interacting with wildlife that may have rabies. These include bats, skunks, raccoons, and foxes. Pet owners are also encouraged to keep their pets' vaccinations up to date. The Colorado Avalanche won the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals. KGNU's Jimmy Searfoss has more.
Denver fans were going insane last night after the Colorado Avalanche took the first game in a best-of-four series against the defending back-to-back champion Tampa Bay Lightning, 4-3. The Avalanche took an early 3-1 lead in the first period, but the Lightning would claw back into the game and tie it in the second. The third period saw no scoring, and it only took 83 seconds into the sudden-death overtime for the Avalanche's own Andrei Burkanovsky to score the game-winning goal. The Avalanche are now just 3 games from their first Stanley Cup final since 2001. Game 2 takes place here in Denver at the Ball Arena Friday night at 6 o'clock. For KGNU, I'm Jimmy Searfoss.
Boulder's population shrinks as Longmont's grows. KGNU's Kiara Damari has more.
The population size of Longmont is poised to overtake that of Boulder. U.S. Census data shows Longmont crossed the 100,000th mark between April of 2020 and last year. The Daily Camera reports Boulder remains the most populated city in Boulder County. However, its population declined by around 4,000 residents. The Census Bureau estimates population sizes every year, and while it's not always 100% accurate, they base their estimates on births, deaths, and migration. Many people who commute to work in the city of Boulder cite high housing costs as a reason for living outside of city limits. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.
Federal officials from the Bureau of Land Management will not back down about rounding up wild Mustangs across northwestern Colorado. Despite protests, an official plea from Governor Polis, and the death of more than 145 horses last month from an outbreak of equine flu The BLM announced they will transport the Mustangs this week, about 3 months earlier than planned. According to the BLM, the public land where the horses will live in East Douglas has a capacity for around 235 horses. It's currently filled with more than 1,300. The BLM has not responded to multiple pleas from Governor Polis and other state officials to pause the roundup until they have determined a more humane method to manage the animals. Previous plans had this stage of roundup slated for August. The BLM says they decided to start early because horses have come out of the winter months so malnourished. Expect sunny weather all throughout the Front Range today as temperatures stay moderately high. In Boulder, a high of 91 and a low of 61. In Fort Collins, a high of 93 and a low of 60. In Denver, a high of 94 and a low of 63. Outside the Boulder studios, 58 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.